41 degrees, and the time this morning is 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Recovery now the focus in Florida after Hurricane Milton. The storm blamed for at least 15 deaths in the state. Right now, there are more than 2.5 million people without power, many of whom had just ridden out Hurricane Helene. Larry Hicks is one of them in St. Petersburg.
This is awful. And it's out here, it's everywhere. It's not only here in this community, it's everywhere.
President Biden criticizing former President Donald Trump for spreading what he called lies about the federal government's response to the recent severe weather. On the campaign trail, Vice President Kamala Harris was in Arizona while Trump was in Michigan. Also going on the trail in support of Harris was former President Barack Obama in Pittsburgh. Two people died. About 35 others had to be treated for injuries after a chemical release from a facility in Deer Park, Texas, and Secretary of State Blinken at a summit of Southeast Asian nations in Laos. This is ABC News. Sean Diddy Combs will stand trial for sex trafficking and abuse on May 5th of next year. The music mogul was in federal court in New York City Thursday. Prosecutors anticipate the trial will last for about a month. ABC's Aaron Katursky was there with more on what's ahead.
About 100 devices seized in raids of Diddy's homes last March, and then after his arrest in September, they're still going through the 100 electronic devices. They're having some trouble getting into all of them, but it gives you a sense of just how much evidence prosecutors already have as they begin to dig into this case.
TD Banks pleaded guilty to multiple felonies for conspiring to commit money laundering. Attorney General Merrick Garland said,
in one instance, a compliance employee asked a manager what, quote, the bad guys thought about the bank. The manager replied, quote, LOL, easy target.
Brian Clark, ABC News.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765 and learn how to buy a home without needing 20% down.
For today, a high temperature, unseasonably warm in the low 80s today, a bit breezy, 8 to 15 miles per hour. For tonight, a few clouds, a low of 46. Saturday, 64 with a slight chance of light showers late at night. And for Sunday, looks like upper 50s to near 60, a few spotty light showers possible. In Richland Center this morning, it's a very nice and cool overnight. It looks like winds are calm, and we're at 40 degrees after a midnight reading of 45. That's how it goes weather-wise as we start out today, Friday, October 11th.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
When I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior, go to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior, shall come with shout of acclamation and take me home. What joy shall fill my heart? Then I shall bow adoration and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior, sings my soul, my Savior, God to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art, how great thou art.
Billy Thundercloud and the Chieftones, How Great Thou Art, as we start the day in a positive way. Prior to that, Michael Austin performing our national anthem as we officially begin the broadcast day and get to work on a Friday. Always a little more pep in your step on Friday, I would hope anyway. Beautiful night last night. Did you get a chance to see the Northern Lights? I saw them. I've seen pictures this week, but last night, late, I was already sawing logs, and my son called and said, "You got to look at this. This is pretty cool." So it was worth it. And no, I didn't have any trouble getting back to sleep. People talk about, like, I couldn't get back to sleep. Well, normally I do. You know, when sleep is kind of at a premium, you just kind of like, okay, there we go. So, but it was very nice, very pretty. And this morning we're at 40 degrees to start the day, which is at this point a few degrees warmer than the last couple of mornings anyway. Well, let's start those chores and start toward the weekend. This is Mo Bandy on the Light in the Milk House Show.
I just spent my last nickel trying to drive my tears away, trying to mend a broken heart that you once led astray. I know life is funny, this old world is built that way. So many disappointments, that's what makes the jukebox play. Every time I see a new love, I bow my head and pray that they'll always talk things over and understand each other's way. But sometimes it doesn't happen. It's a fool like me who pays to be alone in this old world. That's what makes the jukebox play. Seem so happy, their life in and gay. Love to them is just a word, tomorrow's another day. My life would be so empty, for my heart won't live that way. All kinds of people make this world. That's what makes the jukebox play. All kinds of people make this world. That's what makes the jukebox play.
Richland Family Restaurant Studios. Try something different with a side of great tunes.
Ricky Skaggs on the Light in the Milk House show. 5:15 the time. Tonight, the Jimmies will be at the Richland Center City Auditorium. Doors open at 7, actually at 6. There will be a show at 7, Annie and the Crush, followed by the Jimmies tonight at the Richland Center City Auditorium. Also going on today, a reminder of the American Legion Post 383 of Lone Rock. We'll have a brat stand at Oakwood Fruit Farm that goes on today through Sunday from 10 until 2 each day. There are many things going on this very weekend as well. Children's author Amber Sawyer will discuss her book, Love to Race, about her horse Derek and his adventures in racing. The discussion will be held Saturday morning at 10:30 at the Brewer Public Library.
The economy is doing well, so why are gas and grocery prices not going down? The good economy has resulted in corporate profits at record highs. But what are the corporations doing with their profits? Are they increasing the wages of workers in proportion to their profits? No. Are they decreasing the cost of their products? No. They are paying their CEOs huge bonuses and manipulating their stock to benefit their investors. In addition, mergers have allowed them to eliminate competition and set prices however they want. The problem is that politicians refuse to regulate corporations to make sure they serve the American people. Consumer protections that impose a federal ban on corporate price gouging and increase scrutiny of potential mergers could address this problem. Check the policy positions of the politicians you will vote for in November and ask them if they support consumer protections to make the economy work for all of us.
Paid for by patriotic millionaires. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's agent or committee.
Save big during the Fall Filter Sale at Napa Richland Center in Boscobel now through the 15th. Bring in your filter list for the best prices of the year on all Napa Gold filters. Stock up on motor oil, grease, and filters. Now is the time to check out the Milwaukee Tools and Heated Gear, tool, heated coats, and vests. Don't miss the savings now through the 15th at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Richland Center in Boscobel.
Napa know-how.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Did you know that our Richland Center and Muscadet stores carry culverts? We have single or double wall plastic culverts, and we have galvanized ones also. We also have drain tile in 3, 4, or 6 inch diameter. And for the farmers, we have fencing supplies, water tanks, bale feeders, bunk and mineral feeders, and many more things. Stop in at our Richland Center or Muscadet stores to see these and many great products. And as always, we do appreciate your business.
Wagner Auto is your hometown family-owned towing service. When your vehicle needs a tow, they can handle it, no matter the size. Rely on professional 24-hour towing service with reasonable rates, all from the local towing company you can trust, Wagner Auto, 647-3443.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Hello, this is Marty Richards. On behalf of the Willow Valley United Methodist Church, I invite you to connect with our community and congregation for worship and connectivity. We are a welcoming church that enjoys visitors and guests. If you are searching for a place to belong, come just as you are every Sunday, 10:30 a.m. in downtown Ithaca at the Willow Valley United Methodist Church.
Tonight, don't miss an incredible evening of live music at the Richland Center City Auditorium. The doors open at 6 p.m. The show kicks off at 7. Headlining the night are the Jimmies, an award-winning blues band that's been bringing people together from coast to coast, Europe, Canada, and even the Caribbean since 2010. Opening for the Jimmies is the talented Annie and the Crush, promising an electrifying start to the night. Tickets are just $20 for general seating, so grab yours today before they're gone. The Richland County Performing Arts Council is thrilled to present the Fall Blues Show in this iconic venue. Get ready for a night of unforgettable music only at the Richland Center City Auditorium this evening at 7 p.m.
An update on sports is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Last night in high school football, Highland was a winner over DeSoto 46-6. The Richland Center soccer team won 6-1 over Prairie du Chien River Ridge Seneca last night in a Southwestern Wisconsin Conference match. And it was DeSoto over Weston 3-0 in Ridge and Valley Conference volleyball. Garrett Cole held the Kansas City Royals to a single run over seven innings last night, sending the New York Yankees to a 3-1 victory that put them back to the American League Championship Series. The six-time All-Star scattered six hits and struck out four before giving way to the New York bullpen. Shohei Ohtani will get his wish to see the Dodgers and their teammates facing off against San Diego's Yu Darvish in the decisive Game 5 of the National League Division Series. The Dodgers announced late Thursday that Yoshinobu Yamamoto will be their starter after manager Dave Roberts was cagey about his team's plans earlier in the day. The Dodgers used eight relievers to shut out the Padres 8-0 to set up a dramatic final coming up. Action from Cleveland. They got the win against Detroit. Final score of 5-4 in the American League playoffs as well. Brock Purdy threw for 255 yards and three touchdowns, and the 49ers never trailed in a 36-24 victory over the Seattle Seahawks in Thursday night football. The Bucks lost to the Lakers in an NBA exhibition game, 107-102. From the NHL, Ottawa 3-1 over Florida. Toronto beat New Jersey 4-2. Los Angeles 3, Buffalo 1. Boston beat Montreal 6-4. Utah 5, the Islanders 4 in overtime. Minnesota 3, Columbus 2. Dallas 4-3 over Nashville. Pittsburgh 6, Detroit 3. And in overtime, St. Louis 5-4 over San Jose. In the WNBA playoffs, Minnesota won in overtime over New York 95-93. And that's an update on sports.
Lakes Gas Company provides prompt, courteous, regular, and emergency service. Lakes Gas Company is the industry leader in propane supply and delivery. Dr. Terry Mohn supports youth of Southwest Wisconsin in extracurricular endeavors and encourages personal growth through good sportsmanship. Napa Auto and Truck Parts Richland Center in Boscobel, your local people serving you daily with Napa know-how.
All right, kids. It's time to get serious here on the Light in the Milk House show with the aerobic polka. We'll be right back. Oh, my goodness. They're fired up there. That was Jerry Volker and the Jolly Gents and the Chasin' Women Polka here on the Light in the Milk Cow Show. Good luck. Farm news and markets right around the bend. Let's check it out in Harper Valley.
I want to tell you all a story about a Harper Valley widowed wife who had a teenage daughter who attended Harper Valley Junior High. Well, her daughter came home one afternoon and didn't even stop to play. And she said, Mama, got a note here from the Harper Valley PTA. Well, the note said, Mrs. Johnson, you're wearing your dress is way too high. It's reported you've been drinking and are running around with men and going wild. And we don't believe you ought to be a bringing up your little girl this way. And it was signed by the secretary, Harper Valley PTA. Well, it happened that the PTA was gonna meet that very afternoon. And they were sure surprised when Mrs. Johnson wore her mini skirt into the room. And as she walked up to the blackboard, I can still recall the words she had to say. She said, I'd like to address this meeting of the Harper Valley PTA. Well, there's Bobby Taylor sitting there, and seven times he's asked me for a date. And Mrs. Taylor sure seems to use a lot of ice whenever he's away. And Mr. Baker, can you tell us why your secretary had to leave this town? Shouldn't Quitta Jones be told to keep her window shades all pulled completely down? Well, Mr. Harper couldn't be here 'cause he stayed too long at Kelly's bar again. And if you'll smell Shirley Thompson's breath, you'll find she's had a little nip of gin. And then you have the nerve to tell me you think that as a mother I'm not fit. Just a little Peyton place, and you're all Harper Valley hypocrites. No, I wouldn't put you on because it really did. It happened just this way. The day my mama socked it to the Harper Valley PTA.
The people all look at me and say,
too old, too old. He's too old to cut the mustard anymore.
But he's getting
too old. Buxton got too old. He's too old to cut the mustard anymore.
Singer buddy,
I used to jump just like a deer. Now I need a new landing gear. I used to good jump picket fence, but now I'm lucky if I jump an inch. Too old, too old. He's too old to cut the mustard anymore.
But he's getting
too old. Buxton got too old. He's too old to cut the mustard anymore.
When I was young, I had an automobile. Scoot myself right under the wheel.
Fight the girls off with a stick,
yeah.
But now they say he makes me sick. Too old, too old. He's too old to cut the mustard anymore.
But he's getting
too old. Buxton got too old. He's too old to cut the mustard anymore.
some mornings I feel like that, but oh well, give me some Grey Poupon on my eggs and we'll be ready to go. Buck and Buddy and the Light in the Milk House classic right there. We're headed toward 82 today. That's right. Partly cloudy tonight, 46, 65 for the morning tomorrow. During the day, looks like it's going to be pretty nice. There is a slight chance of light showers in the afternoon. Partly cloudy Saturday night, a low of 40. And Sunday, mostly cloudy and cool with a slight chance of a shower and a high of 59 on Sunday. Right now, 39 degrees in Richland Center.
This farm news and market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored in part by Richards Insurance, your certified farm specialist serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1933. With offices in Ithaca and Reedsburg, for your farm insurance needs, call Richards Insurance.
Getting phosphate fertilizer could be a challenge. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Great performances in the field make Pioneer brand corn number one in America. For a winning season, it's Pioneer brand corn. Your best year starts here. Hurricanes Helene and Milton have delivered a 1-2 punch to fertilizer production in the southern U.S. StoneX Vice President of Fertilizer Josh Linville says the phosphate market has been hit back-to-back.
If Helene was more of a glancing blow, it kind of touched on that west coast of Florida on its way up to ravage the southeast of the U.S., but Milton was a direct shot. This was kind of the absolute worst-case scenario for western Florida, and the problem with that is the phosphate market.
He tells Brownfield a tremendous amount of U.S. phosphate production is based in Florida, and more specifically, near Tampa.
So as we're sitting here, the hurricane has gone through, and now we're waiting with bated breath to see just how bad is the damage, not only to the facilities, but you know, to the workers' homes and their friends' homes, where that cleanup needs to occur before they get back to work.
Linville says any downtime will negatively affect phosphate production, and farmers intending to apply fall fertilizer should plan for price volatility and issues with supply. The president and CEO of the National Milk Producers Federation says he does not expect a farm bill anytime soon. Brownfield's Brandon Peoples reports from the Agricultural Business Council of Kansas City luncheon.
It's going to be really tough to get this done in a lame duck session with everything going on.
Greg Dowd tells Brownfield it could also be a challenge for the new Congress to pass a farm bill in 2025.
There's so many things to do next year in Washington with regard to the debt ceiling, budget reconciliation, tax, and then once you have nominations and then you get into the appropriations later on in the year, it's going to be difficult to see where you squeeze in a farm bill on the calendar next year with Congress.
And he says,
next year, the first half of next year, I think in most people's opinion, we're going to be talking about taxes in a pretty big way, and justifiably so. I think it's a very, very big topic.
Following the November election, both chambers are in session for 20 days. Reporting from the Agricultural Business Council of Kansas City luncheon in Olathe, Kansas, I'm Brandon Peoples for Brownfield.
Researchers at Kansas State University have determined a cause and potential solution for greenhouse gas emissions from silage. Jung Dae Im is an associate professor of civil engineering and says his team tested simulated silage from corn, alfalfa, and sorghum and monitored emissions over a four-week period.
A group of bacteria called denitrifiers are responsible for nitrous oxide emissions from silage making.
The experiment also showed that when the chemical chlorate was applied to silage, it significantly mitigated greenhouse gas emissions. Im says the next step will be a full-scale demonstration that also includes testing the potential impact on the meat production process. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
Dependable, quality, friendly, and superior customer service. When you hear those words, you think of Walsh's Ace Hardware. Walsh's Ace has quality products like Craftsman, DeWalt, Milwaukee, Stanley, and Irwin. Have you checked out the Ace Paint Studio? Amazing products from Benjamin Moore to Clark and Kensington. The Paint Studio has everything you need to make your home project turn out just perfect. Visit your local Walsh's Ace store in Muscadet, Richland Center, and Ace of La Crosse.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Direct cash cattle trade picked up steam and cash hogs were steady. Good morning, I'm Brent Barnett with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Cash cattle country had some light trade reported in parts of the north at 296 on Thursday, steady with last week's weighted average, basis Nebraska. Light business in the south was reported at 187, a dollar higher than the previous week. Some southern asking prices have been firm around 188. At Mitchell Livestock Auction in South Dakota on Thursday, there were light numbers for light feeders, so a trend was not applicable. Heavy steers were trending steady to $4 lower. Heifers were on a steady to higher undertone. USDA says the majority of feeders came in large load lots. Demand was good overall. Total receipts were down slightly on the week, but above year-ago levels. Feeder supply included 44% steers, and 99% of the offering was over 600 pounds. Medium and large one feeder steers, 931 pounds, brought 235, and medium and large one feeder heifers, 971 pounds, sold for 210. Boxed beef closed higher on Thursday with choice up 177 at $309.95 and select up 210 at $290.73. Estimated cattle slaughter was 115,000 head. Cash hogs were steady on Thursday with light closing negotiated numbers at the major direct markets. Business has been slow this week, with buyers trying to improve margins and save money where possible. Domestic demand has been mixed this week, but pork export sales of 50,600 tons were up 17% from last week. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct had no change in negotiated sales, but have a five-day rolling average of 76.11. At the Midwest cash markets, barrels and gilts were steady in Dorchester, Wisconsin, and Garnavillo, Iowa, for a price of $60. Sows were steady at 60 to 66, and boars were marked at 19. Pork values closed lower, down 33 cents at 94.87. Estimated hog slaughter was 487,000 head. At the CME, live and feeder cattle futures were higher, with boxed beef up at midday, watching direct business develop. Lean hog futures were higher, supported by the strong week for pork export sales. That helped futures shrug off the lower midday pork and slow but steady cash business. I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield.
What makes Dairyland seed corn different? The right stuff. More options to help you fight corn rootworm pests. A variety of hybrids with an advanced combination of above-ground pest control and herbicide tolerance. And a ton of other options supported by direct access to agronomy experts who will help you get the most out of the ideal seed for your Midwestern acres. The right corn for you and the right people by your side. That's the Dairyland Seed difference. Meet our 2025 lineup at DairylandSeedCorn.com.
This past spring, thousands of farmers across the Central Corn Belt planted Whipple's hybrids on their farms. There was no public fanfare or social media hoopla, and they certainly didn't become TikTok famous, but they did become Whiffles famous. At Whiffles Hybrids, we celebrate our independent farmers who choose to keep their seed decision local and U.S. farm family owned. We can't promise 15 minutes of fame, but we're working on that extra 15 bushels an acre. Plant your independence with Whiffles Hybrids.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plame. The squirrels and other critters are getting ready for the upcoming winter. Are you? Remember last winter? How could you forget? Aiders can help you with fall fixing, from weatherization and sealing up all those drafty windows and doors, to keeping all those creepy crawlies like box elder bugs and lady beetles out of your home. And clearly the mice think winter is coming. They are plentiful and busier than ever, looking for a nice warm place to spend the winter. Now speaking of mice, there's lots of options for mouse bait, but the next time you buy some, take a minute to read the back of the box. You might be surprised. Don't worry, Aiders still stocks the good bait. Got projects? Get hardware headed this fall. With a little help from Aiders, your great big store with small town smiles.
Direct cattle business Thursday was at 187 live and 296 dressed. Midwest butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. You were made for farming, so is Stein. Each year, you look to make the most of every opportunity and to find success in your own terms. Stein Seed Company is right there with you. Stein has yield. Soybeans and corn were down in harvest pressure. November beans were 5.5 lower at 10.14 and 3 quarters. January was down 5.5 at 10.31 and a half. December corn was 2.5 lower at 4.18 and a half. March was down 1 and 3 quarters at 4.36 and a quarter. Live and feeder cattle were up, watching that direct trade develop. December live was 105 higher at 188.27. February was up 70 at 188.87. November feeders were $1.27 higher at $249.95. And with strong weekly export sales, December hogs are up $1.37 at $76.95. February lean was $95 higher at $80.40. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
A profile of the woman who chairs the National Dairy Checkoff Program today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Marilyn Hershey serves as board chairman for Dairy Management Incorporated, which operates the National Dairy Checkoff Program. Hershey and her husband also run an 800-cow dairy about an hour's drive west of Philadelphia, and she's actively involved there.
Each year, Duane and I will look at the farm and we'll try to decide how can we be more efficient, how can we make practices that improve our bottom line. If the improvements we make do not help us financially, we're not going to be able to do that.
Hershey says the farm added a methane digester in 2017.
Sustainability really has been part of our practices for decades. I come from many, many generations, as far back as I can research. We were dairy farmers. And, you know, changing our practices, improving our practices has always been a part of that.
Hershey views dairy as an industry moving forward.
Not every farm is going to do everything, but that all farms together, collectively, we can make really strong improvements.
Visit the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com to learn more. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business with slaughter cattle sales every Tuesday morning at 8:30. You can find all types of slaughter steers, heifers, bulls, call cows, and quality baby calves. Don't miss today's cattle sale beginning at 9 a.m. Feeder cattle are in high demand and prices remain steady. For more information on all sales at Bloomington Livestock Exchange, you can go to bloomingtonlivestock.com or call them at 608-994-2020. Every Friday sale, including today's, begins at 9 a.m.
There are some opportunities to export dairy products. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. Market advisor Katie Burgess with EverAg tells Brownfield cheese prices in Europe are higher than the U.S.
Q1 prices are still below $2 per pound. And when you look at cheese prices in Europe, kind of our main competitor, European cheese prices have been pretty high, $2.40, I want to say.
When it comes to world markets right now for dairy, Burgess says New Zealand is the place to watch as their annual milk production peaks in about 6 weeks. She says if China does not buy much milk powder from New Zealand, it can affect U.S. exports.
If they don't have those orders from China, that might mean they make more cheese or other products and then compete with us more head-to-head.
Burgess says China is always the wild card when it comes to agricultural export sales, but there has been some Chinese buying activity lately, and she hopes it continues. The head of the National Milk Producers Federation is not optimistic about getting a new farm bill soon. Brandon Peoples has more.
Greg Dowd tells Brownfield it could also be a challenge for the new Congress to pass a farm bill in 2025.
There are so many things to do next year in Washington with regard to the debt ceiling, budget reconciliation, tax, and then once you your nominations and then you get into the appropriates later on in the year, it's going to be difficult to see where you squeeze in a farm bill on the calendar next year with Congress.
Following the November election, both chambers are in session for 20 days.
Reporting from the Agricultural Business Council of Kansas City Luncheon in Olathe, Kansas, I'm Brandon Peoples for Brownfield.
Cash dairy prices were mixed Thursday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Dry whey remains unchanged at 60 cents, one sale. 40-pound cheese blocks up a quarter of a cent to 193, 10 sales recorded. Cheese barrels went down 1.5 cents to 186.5 with one sale. Butter down a penny to 264, but 30 sales recorded. Non-fat dry milk down a quarter of a cent to 135 and a quarter with 9 sales. I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield.
It is time for a scenic drive to Oakwood Fruit Farm and savor the season with delicious apples, fresh cranberries, cider, caramel apples, grapes, pumpkins, squash, and more. And don't forget the fresh bakery treats, apple cider, donuts, turnovers, and so much more. Every Tuesday, get 10% off all apple purchases. They are open 9 until 5, 7 days a week. Oakwood Fruit Farm, south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family.
A high temperature today of 82 expected. It'll be a bit breezy, too. Southwest winds at 7 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, a low of 46. 65 Saturday with a slight chance of a light shower or sprinkles in the afternoon. Saturday night, partly cloudy, a low of 40. And Sunday, near 60 with a slight chance of a shower. Right now in Richland Center, we are at 39 degrees. That is thus far the overnight low for Friday, October 11th. Here's Johnny Cash.
An old cowboy went riding out one dark and windy day. Up on a ridge he rested as he went along his way. When all at once a mighty herd of red-eyed cows he saw plowing through the ragged skies and up a cloudy draw. Their brands were still on fire and their hooves were made of steel. Their horns were black and shiny and their hot breath he could feel. A bolt of fear went through him as they thundered through the sky, for he saw the riders coming hard, and he heard their mournful cry. Yippee-yi-yo! Faces gaunt, their eyes were blurred, their shirts all soaked with sweat. He's riding hard to catch that herd, but he ain't caught them yet. Cause they've got to ride forever on that range up in the sky. All the horses snorting fire as they ride on, hear their cry. As the rider sloped on by him, he heard one call his name. If you want to save your soul from hell riding on our range, then cowboy, change your ways. If they are with us, you will ride, trying to catch the devil's herd across these endless skies. Yippee-yi-yo!
up, glance across the bed. I felt her touch, but it was only in my head. I've been half crazy since she's been gone. She says she's got some things to work out on her own. So I'll give her the time she needs and hope one day her heart will lead her back to me. Love will bring her around, that's my only prayer. Love will bring her around when she's lost somewhere out there. When she sees what she's looking for, something she's already found.
Love will bring her around.
Love came easy, we fell too fast. She wasn't ready for the hard times we had. But wherever she goes now, she will see the best things in life are not always free. One night suddenly she'll burn for my kiss. Her eyes will open and she'll come out of this. Come back, love will bring her around. That's my own. She'll be there when she sees that what she's looking for is something she's already found.
Love will bring her around.
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 Rob Crosby on WRCO, Love Will Bring Her Around. Cruising towards 6, it's 39 degrees in Richland Center. We get fired up for the Badgers on Saturday against Rutgers. That's on WRCE on Saturday morning, pregame time at 9 o'clock. And then the Packers playing Sunday at noon. That's my favorite time for the Packers to play, by the way. Pregame time at 10 o'clock and the game at noon on FM 100.9.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, ReynoldsLivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Get ready for an adrenaline-packed weekend at the Hub City Dirt Drags, happening today and tomorrow at the Richland County Fairgrounds. It's two full days of nonstop action, starting tonight at 6 p.m. with a truck brush pull featuring over $8,500 in cash prizes. Plus, don't miss the challenge trucks going head-to-head on the dyno right in front of the grandstand. Saturday kicks off with a truck show and shine from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., followed by hot action on the drag tracks at 2 p.m., featuring some of the fastest diesel drag trucks in the country. Event coordinator Riley Anderson looks forward to the weekend.
This October event's kind of the last hoorah, especially in our area. We like to go out with a big show.
Admission is $20 per day or $30 for the weekend. And kids 12 and under get in free to the grandstand. Don't miss out on the Hub City Diesel Truck Challenge at the Richland County Fairgrounds. See you there today and tomorrow. Every October, we celebrate National Farmers Day. But more than that, we should always be thankful for the hard work that farmers put in to supply food. The economies of many countries rest upon the success of their agricultural industry. The message in support of all farmers is a service of Town & Country TV & Appliance, your big screen HD TV headquarters, the area's leading appliance store since 1972. Walsh's Ace Hardware, the helpful hardware place, your locally owned and operated source for farm and home. Bindle Tire & Auto, Richland Center, your total car center. Keeps you on the road with oil changes, tune-ups, tires, and alignments. And Chitwood Electric, your source for experienced electric motor rewinding and repair, plus sales of electric motors and barn fans. Chitwood Electric.
Here is Holly Nelson with an Ithaca Referendum Minute.
Why we are voting yes. Ithaca is a small community that has for many years been built around Ithaca Pride. Ithaca Pride to me means six generations of Huff Nelson graduates. It means strong roots for educational success and high student involvement in school and community. It also means intergenerational connections that only can be gotten in small schools. It's about small class sizes, one-to-one help, knowing every student by name. It's about lifelong relationships with dedicated staff. It's about filling the bleachers wearing purple with pride. It's about celebrating 100 plus years of strong work ethic and roots. It's foundation of why we share so much Ithaca pride. Ithaca is a strong school that has been doing many things right. As a community, voting yes allows this generation and generations in the future to continue to have exceptional education and be given the opportunities only offered in a small school.
This message has no affiliation to the Ithaca School District. Please vote yes in November for Ithaca.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Well, today is the last really warm day of this recent stretch that we've had. A cold front will slide through the area later this afternoon, switching our winds to the northwest, and that'll start a little bit of a cooling trend here for the weekend. It'll turn more unsettled starting tomorrow as well. That front will be stalled just south of Wisconsin, and a touch of moisture running over the top of it, along with a weak upper-level disturbance, could spawn a few spotty showers in the afternoon. Right now, the better chance is north of us through central Wisconsin and also down toward the Illinois border, but at least that small chance here. On Sunday, low pressure will be swinging through northeast Wisconsin, bringing fairly steady rain to the northeast half of the state, just a chance of spotty showers here. We will see some gusty north-northwest winds build in late Sunday into Sunday night. So we'll be rather chilly early next week as polar air moves through, but high pressure building in should bring us more sunshine gradually, and it should be pretty nice for most of next week, with a gradual warming trend as well. Here's that forecast for today. Partly cloudy, unusually warm for October. A bit breezy as well, with highs in the low 80s. Southwest winds 7 to 15, becoming west-northwest later. Tonight, partly cloudy, low 46. Tomorrow, partly or mostly cloudy, much cooler. Slight chance of a light shower sprinkle in the afternoon, with highs in the mid-60s. Wind out of the east-northeast near 10. On Sunday, mostly cloudy and cool, with a slight chance of a shower. Low 40, high 59, turning breezy later in the day. As we head into Monday, partly sunny, breezy and chilly. Low at 36, with a high of 53. Tuesday, hard frost in the morning, partly cloudy to sunny and cool. Low 29, with a high of 55. Wednesday, hard frost again in the morning, otherwise lots of sunshine and turning pleasant. Low in the upper 20s, high 62. Thursday, mostly sunny, breezy, and warmer with a high of 72. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Have a good morning.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer. But that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. The key to good customer service is building good relationships with your customers. Richland County Bank has been building good relationships since 1881, working with multiple generations of farm families and business owners. Everyone at the bank is a part of a team that's committed to creating a positive, helpful, and friendly environment, whether it's a child making a first deposit in a savings account, a couple buying a first home, or financing for a new business. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Currently in Richland Center, our temperature is at 39 degrees. Yesterday, we tapped out.